Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I am your boy, Sonny J. It is Monday, so y'all know what that means. It means every Monday we do the Hot After Dust show. That's where we go in on hot mess, hot news, and, of course, we play hot music. So that's something crazy to do in the show every Monday. And we got a lot of it for y'all, man. Definitely some really crazy stuff. And definitely also, too, just want to say a happy birthday to Martin Luther King. Definitely a very great day to celebrate. This man, he did something a lot of people wouldn't do, you know, stand up to something that just ended as wrong and speak out on it and empower others to get behind them. Because that's the one thing that a lot of times people do is, like, we think a certain thing, but we don't do it because we're afraid that if we speak out, then we had to face the consequences of speaking out. So big ups to Martin Luther King for doing that. And big ups to him for having a dream. If I hadn't had that dream, we wouldn't be where we are today. We still have a long way to go because his dream isn't quite our finished yet, contrary to belief. But it's on its way being done. All right, so before we go into all the hot mess, the hot news stuff today, we're going to play one of our hot music tracks. And this is about my boy on VIP YG featuring Emmy, which is, this actually comes from the song, they're like a stripper. They kind of, it's kind of like a spinoff of the song. So definitely check it out. This is Dora Beck, and we'll be right back on Life It Does Live, your boy City J. Let's go.
Yeah.
Clap your ass.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. That was Stored Back by VIP YG featuring my boy Emmy. All right, so let's go ahead and get into some of the news today. All right, so, you know, we got a lot of crazy stories up there. Of course, I will be saying this other stuff. You know, the hot mess in the streets that I've seen, too. So y'all be on the lookout for that. First off, let's go ahead and go into the stories. Of course, these are stories that are reported in the Hot After Dust Daily. You can check it out on the Dust Spot and go to the spot marked Hot After Dust Daily. You can check out everything that's going on in there. And first off, we'll go ahead and say, so first story is congrats to Dwayne Wade for celebrating his 30th birthday and his girlfriend, actress Gabrielle Union, actually made it very, very, very big. So big up to her. Some of the guests that came to the party were T.R. and Tony, Rick Ross, Kelly Rowland, and Chris Bosh and LeBron James with their boo things. So that's what's going on with that. They did. It's definitely a very star-studded event. Red carpet. All kind of crazy stuff going on. And here's the crazy thing. Check this out. This is going on the exact same time as the Golden Globe. So it was crazy seeing some of these stars over here, over at this event, and skipping the Golden Globes. And it was crazy that they were making fun of how there are barely any black people at the Golden Globes. So that's the thing, hey, sometimes, you know, people want to support their friends at the end of the day, and that's a big thing. So it's good to see people really show support like that. All right, hot mess story for the day. Another hot mess story for today is, you know, and y'all know me, I laugh at these stupid stories where these guys are wearing these stupid t-shirts and incriminating themselves. And this is another one of those instances where there's one dude who happens to be an illegal immigrant as well. He is caught wearing a shirt that says, "I'm hiding from the cops." And ironically, when he was wearing this shirt when he was arrested by police on child molestation charges. I mean, I just understand. Are these people just that cocky these days? Like, it's just getting more and more cocky. Like, you know what? I might be going to jail, but, you know, I want to wear this shirt, and then I can usually got deals because you can't terminate me over it. Well, actually, you kind of do some of that. So that's what I'm saying. People are just idiots. Yeah, see, man. I'm sorry. It just no common sense going on. Like, it's I mean, it's kind of like what when people worship like a righteous shirt, and they're suspect of being racist. So that's funny to me. I don't understand. This is really crazy. All right, going to the next story for the day. We got, this is very good right here. Extra Baxter, she's actually, Extra Baxter still looks good. I got to check her out. She's wearing this dress, this really nice dress, and it's practically see-through. You can see most of her body through the dress. And she still looks banging, man. Like, she might be getting older, but she's definitely, I'm holding down. So, we got some extra backstory for, you know, just keeping in shape and just keeping what we all know, actually. I'm going on. So, here's the extra backstory. All right, now, this is the last story from the How to Dutch Daily. And this is, like, really stupid. I don't understand. It's a little over the top. And, you know, I know it's Martin Luther King weekend. But this is really over the top. Like, why the heck does this chick have Martin Luther King weed in the back of her head? I don't understand it. You have to go see the picture. Go see the picture. I will go to the spot and check out the picture of this. This chick has Martin Luther King weed in the back of her head. And I'm just sitting here looking like, you're serious. Like, you really are serious. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse every day. It's seeing all these stupid things are going on. I understand you got love, but these are some things you don't miss. It's not classy to me. So it's whatever. That's everyone does their own little thing. Okay, so that's everything. How it does daily for today. Going to sort of hot mess in the streets. Let's see. Let's start with this weekend, actually. And let's start with Friday. Okay, so Friday, I was at this party that someone actually had me come DJ at. And that's a very interesting party, guys. I mean, lots and lots and lots and lots of liquor. So everyone was pretty much off the behind. But I wasn't going to be off my behind too much. I had to wake up in the morning. But anyways, it was just crazy to see some of the funny things that was going on. As well, this one chick, she was so drunk. Like, she kept trying to stand on the table and dance, and then one time she got on the table and she fell off and busted her behind. That was first for the end one. Then she did another thing that was crazy. Like, she was jumping all around and crap out there really wild, and then she bumped her head on the wall, and then she fell out. I'm sitting here looking at her like, Are you freaking serious? Like, she does one accident after another, after another, after another, after another, and they're just really getting really old. And I want to say also, when someone's having a house party, and everyone's pretty much in the general consensus that everyone's having a good time, listen to the DJ playing music, don't come switch it up all of a sudden just because you want to throw your own little fun house party game in there. So there's one dude, bless his heart, this dude goes and, you know, says he's going to get the Xbox Kinect. I'm like, oh, okay. So he goes to get the Kinect to play Just Dance, and I kid you not, no one wanted to play. It was like one or two people wanted to play the game. And I was actually one of those one or two people. I played the game once, and then they get by, like, put some music back on. So big ups to that. I'm so glad, because it was getting kind of wake. I was like, yeah, we're going to play Just Dance. I'm about to go ahead and make my behind leave. So there we go with that. As far as anything else being going on, go ahead and check out that spot. Make sure you still vote for. Make sure that we go to deathspot.com/groups, GROUPS. Go there, look for Deathspot Music, put on Death Music Pool Party Group. Go there and vote for your favorite mixtape this week. And we'll be ending it actually tonight. Every Monday ends, every Tuesday it starts all over again. So definitely go check it out and support it. A lot of the artists in there doing great things, so definitely support them. And the new hot, the new on the spot newsletter will be on tomorrow too, so check it out. All right, we are rolling out a little early, and just make sure you guys, if you miss any parts of the show, go to iTunes or go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, and you can listen to the show as much as you want. All right, we are rolling on out, and you follow me on Twitter at SettyJDusk, that's CedDusk, or go to our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/THEGUSKSTOT. All right, we are rolling on out, and then as a reminder, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, if there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Got to the episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J. We are rolling on out.